Casey, thank you. Give her, just give her some more love. That was beautiful. You just served us with such love. Such love. Thank you. To be a service of love. Wow, I love that. It's just beautiful. That's what the whole team does before you even get here. Sound team, the hospitality team, they set this all up. Ministers, practitioners, it's really good. And Meg guides them through the process. It's all good, all God. So today I'm going to talk about the vastness of possibilities. And I came across this Ernest Holmes quote that I've never heard before. And it says, take your attention off the problems, and those problems will grow legs and walk away. I love that. Take your attention off the problems, and those problems will grow legs and walk away. And I thought, as I found that, I just started laughing. I said, how true that is, if we take our attention off the problems. But I don't know about you, but it hasn't been easy for me to stop looking at our world problems or our political problems or the problems at home or in our family or the possible physical problems. Anybody with me on that one? It seems to me that we are deluged for our attention, and our attention is being called to events outside of us. At least that's happening to me. Are you feeling the same, or is it just me? No. Okay, good. Are you feeling held captive by the news and your personal events? Anybody? Yeah. Good. If you are as tired as I am, and you would welcome something different or a different way to balance out life's events, you've come to the right place. Or maybe you'd like a way to give your divine nature equal time instead of being drawn to the events. You've come to the right place this morning. I want to warn you, though, today's lesson might seem silly. I'm going to ask you to breathe through this process, okay? However, for 15 minutes, I'm going to invite you to play along, okay? Just chill. I invite you to suspend judgment. I invite you to be willing to see, to feel, and to know that something greater exists. I invite you to learn and be open to the fact that you are powerful and you are a choice. You will learn how to turn your attention to something greater. Are you in for this? Good. So turn to somebody and say, I'm in.
I'm in.
Okay, turn to somebody else, say, I'm in. Because you see, when we make that agreement, then the universe also responds, whoa, they're in. 15 minutes, that's all. See, you have nothing to lose except your bunched up beliefs. And you're all hurt. So I don't know about you. You can keep them after we finish this process, okay? Pick them back up. You'll be shown how to stop the overstimulation of news, whether it's on the TV or the news that you receive from family members or anything. Are you in? Say, I'm in. An opening to the vastness of possibilities means we have to make room. Because see, when we get focused on a certain item or a certain thing or politics or whatever it is, we start to close down. So we have to make room. We have to make room for our thoughts and our most important, to make room for our feelings. Because you see, when we're focused on an old pain or a hurt or an illness, then we close down. And do you know, in sign language, what this means? It means done, complete, over, finish. Okay? So I'm going to invite you to do this. So I'm going to invite you to be done with the pain. Done with victim. Done with the news. Done with the embarrassment, whatever that is. Done with the hurt. Done with the lack of feeling. Done with the lack of maybe money. Done with the lack of relationship. Just be done. Be done. Be done. You see, whatever it is, bring it to mind. Give it up. Keep going. It's an exercise. Remember, I told you you're going to feel silly. When we start to move the body in the way and we tell it we're completing, we're done, it's over. Maybe we've been hurt. Maybe we've been stepped on. Maybe we ran into something in the dark. It's done. It gives an opportunity for the healing to take place. Complete and done. The pain, the fear. So now that you've done this, I'm done, I'm complete, I want you to open your arms like this, look up to the heavens. Ah, there's a vastness of possibilities in this room. There's a vastness of possibilities waiting for you to claim them. Can you feel that? We stay open and available, you see, because limitation keeps us small in worry and fear and doubt. Finished. Done. Open. Oh, what is available? We look up to the vastness of the possibilities that awaits each one of us. Think about this. What if the problems, if the things that are happening out in life and in politics, in the world, whatever it is in your own personal life, what if the problems are just presented to us to assist us in moving to a greater something, a greater sense of there's more than this available? And we get to open and feel into the vastness, because you see, I don't know about you, but when I've got an issue or something's coming up and I tend to close off, I tend to think small. This is all there is. There's nothing else. I know I've told you this before, and I told a class this Tuesday. They think I'm not telling the truth, but I am. Because that's all I do. Highly skilled, trained. At this time, there are mosquitoes out there. So when we close down, you see, if you hold your breath and a mosquito comes along, and you all know this, yes? Everybody know this? The mosquito can't bite you because you've closed all your pores. The mosquito tries to get in. Get in. But, however, if you open up and you start breathing, mosquito can get in. And then you hold your breath. It can't get out. Send it on to the next life. I know y'all laugh, but it truly works. Highly skilled, trained, that's what I am. You see? There's more being asked of each one of us in our lives. There's a vastness of possibilities. When we close down, when we think that this is all that there is, We shut the door on possibilities. See, something greater is calling your name. What is it? And when we stay open, it tells the universe, it tells